Hello, OWASP members. I'm Harald Tsitsivas, and I was introduced to OWASP when the APSEC Academia Symposium was held in Irvine, California in 2009. I've been the Orange County Chapter Leader since 2015, and I'm an organizer and co-chair of the successful APSEC California Conference. As leader of the Orange County Chapter, I've been instrumental to building up the membership of the Orange County Chapter to over 1,350 members holding regular meetings and dramatically increasing attendance of Orange County Chapter meetings. I'm running for the OWASP Board of Directors, and I'm asking for your vote. Now we'll respond to the questions posed by the members for the candidates. For more information, please see my profile on the OWASP Wiki. I will start with the first question. What are the three biggest challenges you think OWASP is facing, and how do you think you can solve them? Finances. I want to start by strengthening the foundation finances without weakening the chapters. First, we should come to an agreement on a profit allocation from sponsors and conferences that benefit all parties. And we can use the tools already available to us to do that. For example, establishing chapter budgets and allowing the contribution of excess funds to the foundation based on established budgets and reserves. Second, I want to increase revenue streams. Membership in other organizations like ISSA and SACA is like $110 to $130 per year, while the OWASP membership has stayed at $50 for many years. This is lost money to the foundation, and it can make a pretty big difference. Members in most countries like the US and the EU can afford and should be able to pay more. Most companies cover membership dues for their employees. Exception can be made for students and those starting out in security whose employer won't reimburse for dues. Third, OWASP penetration. The OWASP Top 10 and a handful of other projects like ZAP, Dependency Check, and ASVS are well known, but we can do a better job of building the brand beyond this by funding and promoting more projects relevant to the security community today. The project committee should take the lead on this issue. Part of the problem maybe due to the current look and feel of the OWASP Wiki, which is somewhat outdated and difficult to navigate, especially for those first exploring OWASP. This was already discussed 3 years ago and should finally get done. Question two, many say the O in OWASP stands for open, and we must remain open at all costs. In the past, this has resulted in allowing non-bullies to persist within our community. Do you feel that remaining open is more or less equally important to ensuring a safe, respectful, and harassment-free community, and why? First, I have to stress that OWASP should remain vendor-neutral in order to maintain its credibility. But after that, there have been several discussions in the past that became heated in our community with people getting overly excited by an issue in going from well-fed discussion and arguments to bullying and harassment. Doing so crosses the line and will not be tolerated. Question three, how do you hope plan to improve OWASP's financial situation? I believe I answered that question with my first answer. Four, how do you hope plan to better support and encourage the OWASP projects, chapters, and staff? My answer is that I've seen a few discussions in the past that became heated to the point where some valued members of our community had enough and stated they were done their leadership roles and stopped participating. As stated in my answer to the second question, when people are getting overly excited by an issue and are going from well-fed discussion and arguments to bullying and harassment, that crosses the line should not be tolerated. A timeout or ban, even if temporary, should be considered if warnings are ignored. Question five, how do you hope plan to improve OWASP's community? We've had some angry chapters, projects, and community members. How do you hope plan to improve community relations and relationships? My answer is the chapter leaders and project leaders genuinely want their chapter or project to succeed. Dissatisfaction occurs when chapter or project leaders are unresponsive to the community, either because they are oversubscribed or have weak support around them. Ensuring the establishment and empowerment of the projects committee should help with the issues faced by chapters and projects. The support provided to chapters and projects can come from the proper committees and from proper staffing of the foundation so I can better respond to chapters and project needs. Question six, how do you hope plan to draw a more diverse group of newcomers to OWASP? Women, people of color, non-binary, students, second career, LGBT, people with disabilities, and other groups that are underrepresented both in our industry and our community. How do you hope plan to attract them to our community events, foundation, projects, and chapters? We need to support a more diverse workforce by welcoming and providing a nurturing environment to women, minorities, and generally people with diverse backgrounds and cultures. That starts by adapting a zero-tolerance policy and by offering diversity scholarships to expand conference attendance to more diverse workgroups. Toward that goal, the 2019 APSA California Conference awarded 8 diversity scholarships to deserving individuals in order to travel and attend the conference. Local chapter meetings are attended by a diverse group that includes all levels of expertise, from students to security novices to managers and to experienced security professionals such as researchers and pen testers. Question 7. How do you hope plan to improve the APSA global events? Do you feel they need improving? I think that in order to facilitate more successful conferences and reward both the local chapters that make the conferences happen and the foundation for providing support services, a tiered support plan should be implemented that allocates profits according to the effort and support provided by the local chapters and the foundation staff. Not all global APSEC events are equal in their organization value. However, a better staff foundation would be able to provide the necessary support to improve the events across the board. Having 2 global APSEC events in the same month, like this September, with a schedule and registration posted less than a month prior to the conference, is not optimal and will probably result in decreased attendance, especially since most corporations need more time to plan and allocate training and travel budgets. Final question, how do you plan to handle the massive stress, time, and responsibility of being an OSP board member on top of your other professional duties? How many hours a week do you plan to dedicate specifically to the role of OSP board member? My answer is that the global board is a volunteer board that can only handle so many tasks among competing priorities. An advisory board can work with the global committees to address pressing issues and advise or offload work from the global board and foundation staff. I intend to seek input from everyone and leverage pain points as a starting point to solutions. After many years in the industry in various roles, working within wide ranges of environments, from small startups to government agencies and contractors and to large corporations, I believe that I have learned to deal with many roles and tasks and can manage stress effectively. I intend to dedicate whatever time is necessary to ensure that OSP can reach its goals and create new paths to success. Thank you.